We're talking about Rana, Pei Pei Vav. We're talking about for the past few weeks already the avodas of the 6 days of the week, and we're discussing how, according to the Arizal, every one of the 6 days of the week has its own independent avoda. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday is neshama, ruach, and the nefesh going downwards, and then Wednesday, Thursday, Friday is nefesh, ruach, and neshama going upwards up until a person comes to Shabbos itself. And as we mentioned, the Ramban, the Arizal learns like this as well, that a person should be mechaven every day when they say the yoyim, that they be mekayim the mitzvah of. Mitzvah to say Zachar Siyom Shabbos Akadshah, which according to Ramban is mitzvah to say Deraisa, to remember Shabbos every day during the week. When a person says Hayom Yom Rishon Bishabbos, Yom Yom Sheni Bishabbos, when he just says those words that today is the first day of Shabbos, not just Sunday, but today is Hayom Yom Rishon Bishabbos. At that moment, a person is being makayim a mitzvah to say Deraisa. Right? This is the lashon that reason. That reason writes Taimer Hayom Yom Rishon Bishabbos, and Yom Beis Taimer Yom Yom Sheni Bishabbos. As we said, that's going to be the way a person is going to be able to be mechin for Shabbos properly. When a person utilizes every day, and specifically during the time of the Yom, to remember Shabbos and to be able to draw down that R of the Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama on Shabbos. And as we mentioned, that Shir itself, I think that's where we ended off last week, is that Ariza writes, Daki Shir Elevim. Mamash in the second paragraph in page Vav, Kishir Leviim Shayu Omer Meim Seirat Silus Mashpia Leinu Neshama Yisera VaLeviim Hema Ma'irma Yedei Ashiras Bechinas Neshama Yis Ameira Banu. So as we mentioned, there's the Nefesh Ruach Neshama, and then the Shabbos itself. The Nefesh Ruach Neshama are Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, and then the Shabbos itself. Shabbos is that R which is called Atzilus, and that comes down through the Shir of the Leviim, through the songs of Leviim. They're able to be Mashpia. That koyach of Shabbos, and Mamela, every day of the week, the Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday are coming down through the Shir. That's why specifically by the Shir Shal Yom, as opposed to any other point during the day, the Shir of the Leviim have the ability to be able to draw down from a very, very high place. You know, again, it's a shmuz for another time, that Shira has the capability to draw down from the Olam Atzilus, and therefore, Dafka the Shira of the Leviim, is able to draw down from that Makim, and able to draw down Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, the Iris of that day. Therefore, a person should be Mechaven during those days, exactly what's taking place. Another place, if you look at Eis Gimel, that's what I think we're up to, says another place to be mechaven throughout the day is lachaven mebrichas hamazon. That according to the Arizal, we mentioned this, I think, by Masudas and Lava Malka, that the goal is to be mashpia from the tefillas of Shabbos into the tefillas of during the week, and the goal is from the sudas of Shabbos to be mashpia into the sudas of during the week. And we mentioned specifically that the avodah that takes place by Melav Malkum, by Matzah Shabbos, is to be mashpia from the sudas of Shabbos into the sudas of during the week. That's why, for example, the Mechaber writes, La'olam adam yisadah shulchanah b'matzah Shabbos, that a person should be mesadah her shulchan, which Mishabur learns that you should have a white tablecloth, you should have a Shabbos tablecloth with neiris, singzmiris. A person should have on Matzah Shabbos, it should be as Shabbos dick as it was on Shabbos, as close to the Suda Shabbos as possible, in order to be mashpia from the Sudas of Shabbos into the Sudas of the 6 days of the week. And Mimela, it's understandable why the Arizal says that during Birchas Hamazon, a person should also be mechaven every day during Birchas Hamazon. There's another one of the tzirufim of the Shemus Havaya to be mechaven when a person saying Birchas Hamazon, to be able to draw down that light, the light of Shabbos, into the light of the 6 days of the week, and specifically into the Sudas of the week. So let's see what he says. And again, we're not going to get into the whole, you know, like we said, it's an arichas and it's Devar Ma'im Debaruma Shalaylam, things that are we're of time 6 minutes before, lich benching to go through every one of these yinanim, but we'll at least see it bekitzer to try to understand a little bit what he's saying. So he says, Makam Naisif in Eis Gimel. Makam Naisif, another place. Sheyesh Lechavim by Alpi Ariza, another place of a Mechavim for the Indian of Shabbos and drawing down Shabbos into the 6 days a week, will be Birch Samazan, is when a person benches. Kasher Imran Baruch Ato Havaya, Bainay Yushalayim. When a person says Baruch Ato Hashem in that Shem Havaya of Bainay Yushalayim, Azeh Betevis Havaya, Echavan Hasher Ulakabal as Tesefes Akedusha. Person should be Mechavan to be Masher, to bring down Tesefes Akedusha, Shemei Bechinas Asudis. As we said, you're drawing down from the Bechina of the Sudis of Shabbos. Vakol Kafiyas Seidar Niskar. And every day there's a different Siruf based on what the Avoid of that day is. Shabiyamim Aleph and Vav. On the days of Friday and Sunday, Echav Meshtaikos and Hashem Elohim Yisbarach. Then it's the Avoid of Ashtaikos. Ubiyamim Beis Vehei. And on the day of Monday and Thursday, it's Agashas Aleif. Shem Inin Ruach. It's the Hergish. It's Ruach. Is that in of a Hava Yira and Vekus? Ubiyam Gimel Dalad, Ichav the Kabbalah, the Hargish, Amun of a Kabbalah's all. Gimel Dalad is the Indian of Malchus, the Indian of Amun, it's the lowest one of the Alamas, the lowest Makim that a person is able to be throughout the 6 days of the week. And therefore, the Avoida during Tuesday and Wednesday is to be Mechavan specifically for the Amun and Kabbalah's all. And just to understand that, if we look, drop on the bottom, and again, we're not going to go into these sugyas now, but if you just look a drop on the bottom, so he explains this very clearly that each one of the days has a name of Avaya, which is connected to that day, and it also has a tzirf of Kel, and with another one of the names of Hashem. Because we know that each one of the name of Avaya, Yudke Vavke, the Miluya, can be spelled out in four different ways, can be the Gematria in four different ways. It's, we only focus on during the 6 days of the week of the lower three, goes the way it goes is Av Sagman Ben, which is Av is Ayin Beis. Those are the gematrias of Av Sagman Ben. Four different ways to be able to make a tziruf, which means the letter Hey can be had a tziruf in various ways. You can have Hey Aleph, Hey Yud. Those are various ways that you're able to make it. Be mamala the ice hay. So there are four different ways to be mamala. Each one of the to be mamala the isis of avaya, and therefore those four different ways represent four different gematrias, and each one of those four different ways represent four of the each one of the four alamas. So av is the highest one, ayin beis that's the highest one, that's the ilam of atzilus. Then it goes down to av sag. Then sag is the ilam of bria. After sag is ma, which is the ilam of yitzira. And after that is Olam Ben, Beis Nun Beis, which is the Olam of Asiya. That's the lowest one of the worlds. Now, we mentioned before, previously, I think last week, mentioned this previously as well, during the 6 days of the week, we're really only focusing on the lower three worlds. We're only focusing on Nefesh, Ruach, and Neshama. We're only focusing on Bria. And Yitzira, Bria, and Asiya. We're not focusing on actual Eilam Atzilus. That Shabbos itself is Eilam Atzilus. And therefore, each one of the days during the 6 days of the week, by the name of Havaya, when you say Baruch Atah Havaya, when you say that Yudke Vavke, in Bainei Barachim of Yishlaim Amein, you're focusing on one of the three Tzirufim. On Sunday and on Friday, the focus is on the name Sag, Samach Gimel, the name Sag, which is Yudke Vavke spelled out in a way which comes to the Gematria of Samach Gimel, Yud Vav Dalet, Hey is Hey Yud, Vav is Vav Alavav, and Hey is Hey Yud, and that comes out by Gematria Samach Gimel, and that's the focus on Sunday and Friday. That's the Olam, which is called Olam Abriya. Then after that, then you have Olam Yetzira, which is lower than that. Then you have which is the shame of Ma, which is Yud, which is also Yud Vav Dalet spelled out the same way. Yud is spelled out the same way. Hey, instead of being Hey Yud over here is Hey Aleph. Vav is Vav Aleph Vav, and Hey again is Hey Aleph. That spells out the shame Ma, and that's what a person's mechaven on Monday and Thursday. That's connected the Ruach, and that's connected the Olam, which is called Olam, the Olam of Bria. The Olam of Yitzira. After that, we're holding by the Olam of Asiya. That's already Tuesday and Wednesday. That's the lowest one of the worlds. That's the world of Malchus, the world of Amuna, the world where a person has to be Makabal Ol. And in that world, on the days of Tuesday and Wednesday, a person is Mechan for the shame of Ben, which is Nun Beis. And that's where a person spells that Yud Vav Dalet. Yud is always spelled the same way. Hey, as opposed to being Hey Yud or Hey Aleph, is now Hey. So Yud is Yud Vav Dalet. Hey is Hey. Vav, as opposed to being Vav Aleph Vav, is now Vav Vav. And the last day is Hey, and that's the Gematria of Ben, the Gematria of Nun Beis, which says to a person's Mechavan, when a person is Mechavan on Tuesday and Wednesday when he says the Shema Avaya. There's also another Tziruf, according to the Arizal, and again, it's just important to even talk out these inyanim. I mentioned the other week by the Tanya Shea that Rabbi Shemaya said when he was a child learning in Cheder in England, he said that there was somebody, a Bala Veira Gedela. Again, I'm not sure exactly what the person was doing wrong. It seems like a person was a terrible person far off the derech who got his hands in the ksavma of Avraham Avalafia. One of the deep, deep Kabbalah. Very, very deep Kabbalah. He got his hands on a ksav yad of Avraham Avalafia, which inside the ksav yad had Tzirufei Oisius and different Shemus. And in general, we don't say Shemus out. We don't speak out the Shemus. You don't speak them out. It's like you don't say Shem Shemayim Lovatola. But this Baal Aveir Gedolah, he got this name, this paper with all the Shemus, and he started reading it. He started reading it out loud. Rabbi Shemaya said he was a kid learning in Cheder. He said this Baal Aveir Gedolah chaps such a tzitter from reading out the names from the Rabbi Lafi wrote down of the Tzrufa Isis of Avai and Kel and Shaka. He started reading them out, and he chaps such a tzitter. He ran into the Cheder, little kid's Cheder. It sounds like he was a young child. He ran into the Cheder and he started screaming, "Give me a sefer! I need a sefer! I need to be able to hold on to a sefer!" His neshama was ma'irim to situate just from reading the Isis of the different Shemus of Avai, even though he had no clue what he was talking about. He's not a Makobli, he has no clue, he's a Baal Aveir Gedolah, but just reading the Isis and hearing these things, he was able to be Ma'urim, that is Ma'urim L'tshuva, and he ran in right away and said, "I need a sefer, you have to give me a sefer," and from then on, he was able to make a mamash, a real shina in a person's life. Shemai said, he's able to see that even somebody who doesn't understand, even that somebody that was doing something which was a chasarin, he was doing Shem Shemayim L'vatala, Afal Pika, and the Shemus HaKadoshim, have the capability to be able to be Ma'urim personally de tshuva. So again, even if we don't understand exactly what it means, Av Sag Man Ben, we don't understand all these tshuvim of Yudke Vavke and the different ways to be able to be Ma'ala, the Isis of Yudke Vavke, it's important at least to know these asagas for sure as we're going into Shabbos, at least to know something that's a little bit above our asaga, above our meichin, above the ability that we could grasp, just to know that there's things that are way, way beyond us, things that are taking place in the world of the Arizal, in the world of Rashash, in the world of the Mekabalim that are beyond our capability to be able to understand. So just to speak it out, to finish off, what the Arizal says, a person's mechaven by Bainu Barachim of Yishlayim, first of all, a person's mechaven for one of these tzirufa of Isis of Yurke Vavke, as you mentioned, is Sag, Ma, and Ben, the lower three, the Shabbos itself is Eilam Atzilus, and then a person's also mechaven, one of the names, Kel, which is one of the names of Hashem, with a tziruf of another one of the names. Kel Shak, Kel on Yom Rishon and Yom Shishi, a person's mechavah Kel Shakai, which is mechavin neged Olam Abriya. on Monday and Thursday, a person's mechavan kel havaya, which is mechavan neged ha'ilam yitzira, and on Tuesday and Wednesday, yom shlishi and rivi, a person's mechavan kel aleph dalet nun yud adni, which is mechavan neged ha'ilam asiyah, which is ha'ilam malchus, and that's the ha'ilam of ben. And therefore, a person has these two tzirufim. Again, look in some siddurim, they'll have it in the siddur itself, where it says baruch atah havaya, and the three different ways that a person's mechavan, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday is one way, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday is another way, which again mirrors Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and the names of the kel, and the kel either with kel shakai, kel havaya, or kel adni, that a person's mechavan when a person's benching. That's what we said. You have Aleph and Vav is a shteikikus. And again, the ikr for us is not to know the name is. The name is the shemus. That's maybe there's the things that are beyond us. But at least to know what the avoida is, the practical avoida, to know what the nimshal is, that the avoida is shteikikus on Friday and Shabbat, on Friday and Sunday. Tuesday, Monday and Thursday, the Avaida is Ruach, the Avaida is Midois, the Avaida is Ahavi Yir and Dveikus, and on Tuesday and Wednesday, the Avaida is Amuna and Kabbalah. So that's what he says at Ois Gimel, and that's what, another place that a person can be Mechavan. The third place that he says, where a person can be Mechavan throughout the day, is this Indian of Chaykli Yisrael, which is an Indian also brought from the Arizal. Many people are Machbed, a lot of schools have Chaykli Yisrael, people are Machbed, they do it every day. This is brought from the Arizal already, this Indian of Chaykli Yisrael, which we'll see again, these are also things that are Imdim Rumi Shalom, but we'll see it at least, just read the words inside, read the Isis inside. Yesh Indian Naisif, Shekasva Arizal, Ahachana Yidei Al Yadoi, Lakabel, Kabbalah's Kedushas HaShabbos. Vu Liman Al Piyah Seder Miyuchin and Nikukiyam Chaykli Yisrael, which is called nowadays, wasn't called up at the Rizal. Nowadays it's called Chaykli Yisrael. V'tamsa Sinanehu Leimer B'chol Yom Kama P'sukim HaParshal Shabbos Abba Shnayim Mekavech HaTargum. To do a little bit of every Parsha, Shnayim Mekavech HaTargum. U'mispar Kol HaPsukim, the total of all the P'sukim that a person reads throughout the 6 days of the week, is Chavav, which is the name of Vaya. V'im Oyid Chavav B'lel Shishi. Then on Friday, Erev Shabbos, another 26. Who misbar ben, misbar nun beis, which is one of the misbar of the shemus of Havaya, the mila of the shem of Havaya, shushem shal shchina kadosha, as we mentioned, that's the shame, the lowest shame, the shame of kel adni, that's the name of the olam of asiya. V'zeh sidron, b'yem rishin yilmud ashisha psukim rishayna b'parsha, according to the Arizal, it's the first six psukim in the parsha, v'chavin shebezeh umayimena makayim ha-machtir, v'seiches teisefes ha-neshama, so again, Sunday is the neshama, v'yem sheni is arba psukim, v'chavin al-ruach, v'yem shlishi is chamisha psukim, is v'chavin al-nefesh yisera, that's 20, that's already, I'm sorry, that's what are we at? Where are we at? Six, four, 10 is 15. And then Yom Revi'i is another six psukim. And then Mechavan Lekabel Nefesh Yisera. Yom Chamishi is another five psukim. Mechavan El Ruach. Ubelel Shishi. Yilmud Eschafei Psukim Shalach Reim. Then you learn the next 26 psukim. Mechavan Lekabel Sanashami Yisera. Amna Belel Shishi La Yilmud Shtaymek Vechatargam. Elo Mikra Echad Bavad. Only Mikra and not Mikra with Targum. And again, these are inyanim al-pikabalah, why a person should have to learn 5, 4, 6, exactly why a person should do this. And again, the ikri is for us, the derech avoida, the good is to remember that it's an avoida that takes place every single day, and that's really what we're going to get to next week, is a suga avoida mechedes nechal yoim, to be able to recognize and be able to chazer over, again, what the avoida is in every single day. And that's really where we'll end off, the next few pages, we'll end off the avoida of the 6 days of the week.